Presley with Martin Bester.
Good morning and welcome back to South Africa, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Kipwa.
Yay! Woo!
He's so excited, man.
I'm excited to be here.
Are you?
This place, I say it very few times. It's not like a thing that I just say all the time. Certainly, if you've been to the shows, you would know. But
sorry about that.
But I, South Africa was so special to me last time. The way people embraced me. Australia's done the same thing with me, and it's you can feel it when there's a very tangible thing that happens, and it stole my heart for sure last time.
Well, the mere fact that you're back again so soon, we really do appreciate it, and it is it's going to be incredible tomorrow, and I hope tomorrow is going to just do it all over again for you.
I hope the same thing. It was special last time.
It's going to be even more special tomorrow. I know it because the hype after the last time is it's huge. It really is. By the way, you're from originally, is it Tennessee? Where are you originally from?
Originally from South Georgia.
South Georgia.
But I've been living in Nashville, Tennessee now for
Nashville.
17, 18 years.
Let's just tell you that I know this is weird and I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Make him uncomfortable.
Welcome to the show. that accent, man.
Yeah. Are you here for it?
I just absolutely. it's good to hear the real one. We stuff around with accents on the show.
Yeah. That's putting
Let me hear yours. Let me hear. Like if you were to try to impersonate me, what would that?
No, it's not you. It's not okay. You because I go. If I do American, I go all the way. You know.
You're going down to that river, boy. You gave me some of that gator.
Okay, you watched Sling Blade and you just adopted that one thing. Like that's a movie, man.
Kip, there's more.
All right.
So that's the one. That's the one part of the range.
Okay.
I'll give you some more later if you're lucky. Listen, so last time you spent some time in South Africa. What struck you? So firstly, you American, Nashville, South Georgia, I'm going to South Africa. What were your expectations and how do they match up?
I'll be honest, you know, I tried to come in with zero preconceived notions. Mm. 100% the topography around South Africa, there's so many Southern California vibes. You know, it's kind of the same, a lot of the same feel as when you're driving through certain spots. The people are definitely different than Southern California, but the topography, what I noticed with the people, with at least my encounters, it was such a gregarious nature. The people's emotions were definitely on their sleeve, at least with me. And you know, that was something that when I was talking about it being tangible, there was something that I felt. It was palatable. It was, you know, I can just remember even the hotel I stayed in. I felt like I had known the women there my whole life by the time I left. You know, there was such a, you know, embrace of, man, I'm kind of bummed when I was leaving that I'm not going to get to see you tomorrow morning when I come down here. There was such a
warmth.
Oh man, such a warmth. I mean, I you don't feel that everywhere. That really is a unique and rare thing specific to here.
We are a friendly bunch.
We really are.
We are a friendly bunch. And the thing about South Africans is when you come here, we want you to have the best time.
Mm-hmm.
We get a bit overbearing at points because we go into that whole, you got to try this, you got to do that, you got to see that. Surely there is some South African on your tour that made you taste something.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of determined to not get sick to where I could do the show. So anytime somebody was really shoving something like, you got to try this, like, no, I'm good, man. I'll get you next time around, you know. So I did not want to be laying up against a toilet bowl all night, you know. So yeah.
Did you taste biltong?
It's like I did not. I was offered it. I was offered it, and maybe I will this time.
Like, I think it's the one thing.
Oh, you really?
What's that?
Need to
it's
do
the
that.
One thing you got
to. I got to. You've the biltong.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm definitely an adventurous when it comes to food. I mean, I'll pretty much every winter. So I'll tour for like 10 straight months, and then I'll go surfing for two. And so I'll try all kind of different places every time I go surf. This past year I was in El Salvador for the first time, but I mean, I'm very bold with trying things. But when I'm on tour, and I know I got to sing the next night. The bull tongue, I might be like, you know what? Let's do a pass. I'll get you tomorrow when the show's over. Yeah, yeah.
I get what you're saying. So what he's saying basically is after the show tomorrow night.
Offer me whatever you want.
A bull tongue cake.
Yeah.
Why are we nice to you? Just a little touch of bull tongue. Also. Do you enjoy a little lager?
All of it.
No, all right. Okay. We'll
get into whatever you like.
All right. So we can do bull tongue, like a roy vein, nice red wine because South Africa is famous for red wines.
Yeah,
Biki Branas.
I don't know.
Oh,
Branas is brandy. Okay. Yeah, so brandy and Coke is kind of. It's a nice thirst quencher. So.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We have some special guests on the show all the way from the States. We have Kip Moore in South Africa. Môre, Loftus Versfeld gaan dit sê na te uitbars en dan 'n groot show wees. As jy gedink het laas keer was groot, my vriend, môre gaan selfs groter wees. Welcome Kip Moore. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. I really do appreciate it. And I can only imagine your tour schedule. Man, you're all over the world.
Yeah.
So American country music, how that has been part of our lives here in South Africa for the longest time, and also how it's changed over the years. Have you always been a country music fan?
I don't think I got into country music until I can remember specifically being 15 years old and hearing Clint Black's Killing Time record in my buddy's old Ford truck. And that's when it kind of changed me. I mean, I was a rock and roll baby my whole life. My dad was a massive Motown fan, so it was a lot of Sam Cooke in my house, the Temptations, and my mom was playing like a lot of Willie Nelson, so I had that foundation. But then my brother, who I looked up to so much, was playing, you know, Springsteen records and Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Van Halen, and so it was like just a mixture of I'm glad they all had good taste when I look back at it, you know, like it was like a lot of cool music in the house, and everybody was really musical. But you know, it was rock and roll was definitely the foundation of my musical education, and you definitely get a lot of that bleeding into my music. And I fell in love with the lyrical aspect of the country music scene with listening to songs like Sunday Morning Coming Down, Kris Kristofferson. Mm. And that's when I was blown away by the craft of the songwriting.
You mentioned Bruce Springsteen. I know you're an E Street Band fan. Did you get to meet them? Or
No.
I've never
met those guys. I wanted to be in the E Street Band when I was a kid, but I've never, you know, never met them.
So it's Felicity Regan's birthday today, by the way.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
I told her I organized all this for her birthday.
Yeah.
So just play along. And there's one particular song as well that Felicity loves, and I really hope that you could perform it this morning on Friday Live, If I Was Your Lover, one of them. I don't know. I can't tell you what to sing, but...
Do you really like that, Jen?
I really, really do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can
maybe dabble into that.
Why, thank you very much.
Just a warning, she sings along.
Okay, I don't mind. As long as you hit the high harmony.
Maybe don't suggest that. Okay. Because okay. I'm going to try and be awful.
We'll be the whinings. You hit the high harmony, okay? I'll be BB.
Perfect.
So surprise me or shock me with a song or an artist that you love so much that will surprise Kip Moore fans. I think we all have that.
I don't know if this will surprise. I've been really on a old school Phil Collins kick. I think his sensibilities with pop music is some of the greatest ever. Like his melodies, his structure of songs. I'm a massive Phil Collins fan, and I've just kind of been diving back into him a lot recently.
It's so weird.
Yes.
I was telling the story just the other day. Francho van Cook is one of our big rock stars in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a rocker through and through. And sitting backstage with him at a show one day and asking me, shocked me. And I love playing this game because we all have that one song that when you stop at the traffic light in your truck, you turn it down because if people see, you know, they listen.
Yeah.
And he said, it said exactly what you said. Maybe it won't shock you, but he's a big Phil Collins fan.
Yeah.
Big
Phil Collins fan. So great.
So amazing. But it also brings me to, so when you were in South Africa last year, did you catch any South African music? Did you listen to some Afrikaans?
Well, I mean, I stayed, you know, I got there early so that I could hear all the acts before we, you know, a lot of times I'll kind of be hanging backstage running through the set, you know, arrangements we're going to do, but I made sure that I was side stage for almost that entire show last year watching all the South African acts. So, you know, it's so neat to hear, even just being in Australia, like I purposely got Australian acts when they were trying to get me to bring American acts over there for that tour. I got Australian acts on the front of
Thank
it.
You.
And it's just a very cool thing to hear, whether it's their spin on that genre or there's just different musical inflections. Mm. There's a lot of times you'll have a main streamlined thing that's a common thread, but there's all these different inflections from country to country.
Mm. That is, thank you for that. Makes you a very generous artist because you don't have to, but you do it. And we really do appreciate it. Talking about Francois van Cook, this was his band that he was in. Put your headphones on, Cook, if you don't mind, because I want to play you one of his songs and I want you to guess what you think it's about, if you don't mind.
Gotcha.
Have a listen to this. You tell me what you think the song is about. All right?
Okay.
All the South Africans are cringing.
No, not really.
Dagdronk. What do you think that means? What does it sound like? Take a wild guess, Kip.
Flyer.
Take a flyer.
You
know, you meet South Africans.
It's not like he was saying like I'm love struck. I don't know if that's even close.
Love struck.
But
what do South Africans do a lot? You met South Africans. What do they do a lot?
Cuss. Yeah.
You're getting cussing.
Yes,
there's cussing.
Okay.
There's cussing in the song.
That was.
What is the other thing that we do a lot of?
You drink a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
The song is about day drinking.
Okay. All right. Day drinking.
Very popular song about day drinking.
Okay.
Listen, the other thing that South Africans love, and we love on the show a whole lot, and that is surprising people and our listeners especially, they love being kind, they love being generous, and they love gifts. So we have a very special gift for you this morning.
Okay.
And I want to ask a very special guy, Carlo, to come forward and give you a very, very special gift. Carlo Hayes has a very, very special gift for you. There we go. Hand it over to Kip.
Oh,
Kip,
okay.
That is for you. If you want to open it for us live on air.
Okay. All right.
And this is a CH, right?
Yeah.
Just Carlo. So Carlo is one of our leading jewelry designers.
Somebody
in the
about to propose to me.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Surprise!
Welcome, welcome.
Man, I've avoided this for a long time.
So that, Kip, is a ring with your tour logo on it and your initials.
Wow. Guys, that is incredible.
We've noticed Americans
love
rings.
Man, that is amazing.
That
is that's one of the coolest gifts I've ever received. Thank you. No, like seriously, that's incredible.
So we were thinking Americans, whenever they celebrate, when you see these big football stars, they always have these rings.
A championship ring, yeah. Right?
That is incredible.
That's
I mean, I do have 3 state championship rings. We don't need to talk about that.
Oh, no.
But I'll be honest, I have no idea where they are, but I'll make sure I keep an eye on this one right here. That is amazing. Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate that.
Carly,
is that a yes?
Yeah, man.
That's incredible,
very, very
man.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to assume that's a yes then.
Listen to this. You can win a replica ring if you are at the concert tomorrow.
If you
haven't bought your ticket yet, buy it now, and you could have a replica ring. It's not quite as nice. No, it is.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. that's pretty nice.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Kip Moore live on air this morning and filling a stadium again tomorrow at Loftus Versfeld. Does that ever get old? I mean, it's a whole lot of people in front of you, man.
People always ask me, you know, one of the main questions I get the most is what do you enjoy more, playing for a big audience or like a really intimate? And you can make a stadium feel like a club.
Sure.
But sometimes, like, the main thing that you're looking for is when it has that electric pulse where there's a fever in the crowd, wild, whatever you want to call it, but you can get them to silence to a pin drop. you've got that kind of control over the place. That's when it's magical. When you can tell by looking in their eyes, you can see it. I can see it. I know when I've got you. And
connected.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of thing. So it doesn't really matter, big or small. It never gets old when it's like that.
Talk to me about the small scene, though. I mean, you just spoke about Nashville just now. I'm picturing it. Never been there. But did you do the club scene, the pubs? I mean, what does the country scene look like in that kind of context?
Nashville's changed so much. But it still has, all on the outskirts, it has all these little dives that people do, a lot of singers. There's a lot of singer-songwriter nights, so it's just acoustic music. But you've got bands, you've got rock, you've got hip-hop. You got jazz. You have every walk of life and every style of music in that town. I mean, some of the biggest rock and roll stars in the world live in that town. It's kind of known as country because it was kind of the backbone of it, Memphis and Nashville. But, you know, it's such an eclectic walk when you're there. But I didn't do necessarily like the stock, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night slot while I was in Nashville. I did that in South Georgia. That's how I cut my teeth. So from 20 to 22 to 23 or so, I had a standing gig through the South, like Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. But when I got to Nashville, it was more about, I did tons and tons of singer-songwriter nights in the Bluebird Cafe, the Listening Room. The Listening Room was really good to me in the early years. And then I did do a lot of full band performances at like 12th and Porter and these different places. But there's so many nooks and crannies. I always get so bummed when people go to Nashville and they only hang out on Broadway because that's only cover band music.
Okay.
So on the outskirts, you've got 5 nights a week. Like I said, you can find a hip-hop show, you can find a pop show, a rock show, a country show, and it's all original music. So
have you found that country music, I mean, we know from where we're sitting, you know, the moment that people like Beyonce, you know, the recording country music, and Post Malone is doing country music and stuff, and it's just blown up again, I guess. It's gone even more mainstream. Do you feel that it shows when you travel to parts of the world and you're like, man, you love country music?
Be
honest.
I think good music is good music.
Sure.
I just think that, you know, however it happened, the curtain got pulled back, you know, on some artists doing some cool things that maybe didn't sound like what you had your preconceived notion in your head. You know, I think forever it was, you know, country had a certain thing. You know, there's so many times somebody's like, oh, you play country, well, that's like this. And then I'll ask them and I'll say, well, do you even own a record, a country record? And they're like, no. So I'm like, how can you have any idea of what it is? It's just, you know, it's a stigma, you know. And I mean like I said, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, those are my heroes, and like I love that style of, you know, the people, the pillars of the genre. But it definitely has grown into this melting pot of a lot of different kinds of things that I'm sure has kind of pulled the curtain back on it.
Sure. When you listen to your stuff, it's I can completely buy into the fact that you grew up with rock. It's rock, and you are from that side of America, and that's about it. To be honest with you.
I feel like, you know, that I've had a lot of questions of why is it connecting all over the world so much? Like, we just did an arena tour through Australia, and we barely had no radio play over there. So it's, I just think that, you know, when I talk to people, they're like, well, your sound, it doesn't remind me of anything happening right now. There's a nostalgia to the sound. So, I think it is. I think it's all those influences, and why it's connecting.
It is fresh, and you can expect a show tomorrow. As you know, your card is hitting a couple of no. If you got your tickets, it's just some fans want to say good morning to you.
Okay.
All right. 084-850-0942.
Kip Moore in South Africa. Kip Moore at Jacaranda Live. Kip Moore at Loftus Versfeld. Kip Moore, we love you. You've got a stunning, stunning voice. You know, maybe your wife is in South Africa. You never know.
Well, now.
Well, I've already been proposed to this morning, so I mean, you might not be far off.
It wasn't a proposal. Yeah.
I have to ask, with all these marriage things coming up, have you heard of the concept of labola, Kipmoor?
No, I have not, but that you've already terrified me about what's about to happen.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one, I'm gonna explain to you, all right?
Okay.
Hi, Martin. Ek wil net vir jou sê, my dogter is so big Kipmoe fan. Nee, sy sê mos, as sy net op haar stage kan kom, dan sal sy vir hom lek.
Whoa. So Kip, what she's saying is...
I call it lack at the end.
Lack means lick.
Okay.
Right.
Good. Moving on. Good chat. Okay. It's her daughter is such a big fan.
Okay, you had me at lick.
Yeah. Her daughter is such a big fan. If she could get onto the stage, she'd lick you.
Oh.
I hope your security is good.
Man. All right. Okay. All right.
Vrijdag is my dog. Want ek is by die Kipmoe show morgen.
Friday is her day.
Ek wil net sê, well done op 'n awesome show. Ek wil net sê, ek kan nie wag vir Kipmoe op die radio nie. Ons het hem laas jaar gestaan en kyk. Kom ek vertel vir jou, as jy wil ordentlike show sien, dan gaan kyk jy nou die man se show. Is een van die beste shows wat jy ooit sal kry. Die stadion was gepak laas jaar. Ons gaan môre daar wees, is regtig waar. Die beste show wat jy ooit in jou lewe sal kyk.
Kom praat, allemaal eers kyk na Afrikaans, sal weet as Amerikaanse show.
I feel like he was saying last year was incredible.
And
I
could,
yeah, okay, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm starting to get little inflections. Like, yeah, I can tell he was saying last year was insane. It was awesome. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
And he's back tomorrow. And it's the best show that he's ever seen in his life.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, you're doing well.
We are the biggest Kipmoe fans. So excited that he's back in South Africa. We were at his show last year as well. And we will be right there in the front again on Saturday night. It is also my birthday on Sunday. So it would be the biggest gift ever if you can please sing Lipstick for us. We will be cheering on in the crowd and cannot wait to see you perform.
By the way, have you done your set?
Okay, well, hang on. No, I haven't. Like, so y'all know Lipstick here.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do it?
Y'all really, or y'all just like looking at me saying, you know it? Like, I don't want to get up there and, you know, I do it, and then it's like crickets in the crowd.
It's not about us, Kip. It's about that poor lady who's having a birthday on Sunday. It's going to be at least at one night. Now, of course.
Because all I do is shout a bunch of American cities, you know? So I might have to rewrite the whole lyric by the time the show happens.
One more.
My name is Danica Barnard, and I just want to say I'm super excited for the Kipmoe show tomorrow at Loftus. I'm actually doing it as a tribute to my mom. We lost my mom and my dad last year on the 18th of August, and Kip, she was her biggest fan. So both me and my brother will be there to celebrate her. I'm super, super, super excited.
Wow.
As you can tell, the excitement all over. And we also have a young lady here in the studio. We had a competition online for one fan to come in studio and hang with us this morning and to speak to you. Helena Barnard, goeiemôre. Helena, what do you have to share with this man sitting right here?
Kip, it is such an awesome experience to share this moment with you. You actually inspired me. I was in a very dark place a year and a half ago in my life, and your music actually lifted me up and made me realize my self-worth. So it was very, very deep, and it touched me very, very
much.
Well,
I appreciate you telling me that.
You are really an inspiration to me in my life, and your music touches my soul, so I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you for letting me know that. It's fascinating because I walk off the stage where it's been, you know, 50,000 people, and the show has been incredible, and I'll go back to my bunk and I spiral like everyone else does, where I, you know, even if the show is incredible, I start, you know, you've got that little thing on your shoulder that's like, you know, you question, do you matter? Is what you're doing, does it matter at all? So, like, when I hear those kind of things, yes, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Lena, bye-bye, Spechel. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we'll give you an opportunity to ask him a question as well coming up. Nice. Thanks for being in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, Kip, I'm going to put you on the spot live on air. I know you've traveled far. Australia is very far.
Mm.
It's like the furthest thing ever. It's like the furthest point of Earth.
Believe me, I just did the route. So I know.
Dude, I can't imagine how you must feel. You've got a massive show tomorrow, but would you mind doing one more live?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Man, coming up, more Kipmoe Live.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.
You bring joy. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was just so Thank incredibly you. Beautiful. Kip Moore, and I hope, I know that there was a moment last time you were here, and I hope that, I know that moment's going to be there as well, because people are so excited. People that saw you last time around, people who didn't see you last time around, coming for the first time tomorrow, and also Darius Rucker.
I can't wait.
How did he end up on the tour?
What's that?
How did he end up on the bill?
Well,
do you know him?
I love him. That's how you he ended him. Up on the tour. I love him.
That's a great reason.
We were talking about him the last time I was here. Me and Whippy were talking about Darius, and you know, he brought him up, and I just said, you know, I'd love to, for you to get him over here. I love that guy. He's such a fun spirit to be around. I wish I got to hang out with him more. We see each other here and there in passing. Yeah. We're just both touring so much. But, okay. You know, he does claim to be an incredible golfer, and he's golfing while he's here.
Really now?
And, you know, Wimpy kind of looked at me and was telling me, you know, Darius is a 5 handicap. I said, man, I will beat Darius blindfolded.
Oh,
with 5 right. clubs.
Yeah. In dollars.
Yeah. And if he was here to hear that, he'd be laughing his tail off right now.
Really? Yeah. Don't you play? I
used to play a little bit, yeah.
You dabble?
Yeah.
But you surf?
Yes.
Have you surfed in South Africa?
I have not yet. Hey, you know why I haven't?
Why?
I'm doing this right here.
Of course. No, of course. But Wimpy, as you so J-Bay?
J-Bay is the
only
place. Yeah, I'm going to Cape Town. See, it's very cold, Kip.
Yeah, y'all want to send me to where Mick Fanning fall off a shark. I see how much y'all like me. Yeah.
I really hope you get some surfing in, and I know you like the outdoors, which is South Africa.
Oh, the last time I did some amazing hikes here.
Yeah. Where is it?
Y'all got great wine here, too.
Yes, we do.
And it is cheap. I drank a lot of it.
For you.
Yeah.
No, I'm so glad, and we'll make sure. When I speak to you, I'm going to meet Darius tomorrow, and I can't wait. I mean, obviously, his solo stuff amazing. Does he get offended if you ask him about Hootie and the Blowfish? I was a big fan.
I don't think so.
Hootie,
I mean, it's such a proud band. Wow. It's such a thing to be proud of. I mean, that band was amazing, and it changed, like, a lot of the 90s sound.
Yes.
Like, that was a pivotal. I got a funny story for, I don't know how much time we got, but Darius probably
all
never
the time in the world, kid,
Darius has probably never heard this, and so like you can play this back for him. But I'll never forget, I was in college in Alabama. I was playing basketball, and I'll never forget one night I had this girl that really fancied me a lot, and kind of, you know, I was, you know, nice, but I was kind of trying to get away a few times, you know, and I found myself passed out on a couch one night at a house party, and everybody had kind of left, and when I woke up. You know, it was probably 2 or 3 in the morning, and his song, she's alone by lamppost, she's singing that in my ear. The song's playing in the background, and she's whispering it in my ear. Terrifying thing to wake up to. So I've been scarred from Hootie and the Blowfish ever since.
You could get him back tomorrow before the show. Before the set.
Yeah.
And do it like that as well. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Get ready to laugh, because that guy, he is the best. He truly has the most contagious laugh.
South Africa is so happy to have you back. Just a quick bit of feedback. People are threatening me. Play my message or else. I don't know. Some people know where I stay. So just a final couple of messages for you.
Oh, yeah.
You want to grab those headphones there?
I am so glad that the traffic kept me my car long enough to listen to both of the Friday Lives of Kip Moore. Thank you very much, Kip Moore. I hope you enjoy South Africa.
On morning radio, that's the ultimate compliment, when people want to stay in the traffic longer.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Here's one more.
Oh, wow. That was just awesome. I'm literally crying. Thank you for being an awesome superstar and making our lives better with your music. We love you.
Man.
And then I've also been forced to ask, are you still a single guy?
You know what? It's something through my entire career.
I know.
I've been in and out of relationships throughout my career, and it's something that it's the one thing, until I get married, you're never going to know. I've kept everything in my personal life personal
private.
And private.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very intentional with that. A lot to protect the people that I'm with. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to see them get publicly or social media attacked or anything. You know, that happened one time early on when I was back in 2013, you know, dating somebody. So No, it's just something I always keep private.
The one wants to lick you, so just be careful.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you've got her, her daughter. I'm still worried about that.
Yeah.
She sounded young.
She sounded really young.
Listen, what a pleasure. Thank you for bringing us joy.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys so much. I love being here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming back and have a fantastic day tomorrow.
Cheers.
South Africa, South Africa, Pretoria, wijs om die Christe liefde môre. Loftus Versveld.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.